SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump calling for unity after what he says he feels was a third assassination attempt.
The president spoke on Saturday night about the experience shortly after a man armed with guns and knives tried to push past the security perimeter inside a Washington hotel where the president was about to address the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Mr. Trump suggested his politics made him a target, but he says that there's a need for bipartisan healing. President Trump tells Fox News that after the incident, he would have given, quote, a speech of love if the event hadn't been curtailed. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said increasingly polarizing political rhetoric was partly to blame for so many violent incidents surrounding the president. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Cole Thomas Allen, the 31-year-old suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting, will be arraigned today. Allen, from Torrance, California, will be facing charges including using a firearm during a crime of violence and assault on a federal officer, as well as other potential counts. Death and destruction, the result of fierce weather that hammered parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
At least two people have died from a severe tornado-producing storm that hit northern Texas, and many homes have sustained damage. Authorities say the storm came through the town of Runaway Bay around 10 p.m. Saturday, killing one person. Emergency responders worked to clear the debris.
There's like 64 poles that are down at this moment, electric lines everywhere.
Runaway Bay Mayor Herman White.
Terrible. You know, these are just not citizens, they're friends.
The storm also hit Springtown, where authorities say a second person died outside the city limits. On Sunday, National Weather Service teams confirmed that an EF2 tornado hit the Runaway Bay area and an EF1 tornado struck the Springtown area. Audio courtesy of WFAA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio? Correspondent Michael Harrington with a report.
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people under arrest in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel is the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas, founded in the 1850s. It also operates a school going up to fifth grade. The arrest followed an attack on a Detroit area synagogue last month. This is SRN News. China has thrown a roadblock in the way of Meta's international expansion plans.
Beijing is banning a planned acquisition of the AI startup Manus following a probe into Meta's planned purchase of the firm. China's main planning agency announced the ban without naming the buyer and the reasons behind the decision. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, said in December it planned to buy Manus as it expands its AI offerings. Manus is based in Singapore but has Chinese roots. Chinese authorities launched an investigation of the potential purchase in January. Rich Thomason reporting.
China's top automakers showcasing their latest models and technologies from intelligent driving to ultra-fast charging in Beijing as they compete with rivals around the globe and overseas markets. More than 1,400 vehicles are on display at this year's show. That show runs until May 3rd. More details at srnnews.com.